This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Oh, hello, Michael Dalton.
Hello there, Glenn Dalton.
How on earth are you?
Very well.
Oh, it's Wednesday again.
Yep.
All day.
I know.
My God,
and
it's
all
time
night.
For the Royal... Yes, and the... Yes.
Yes.
The Royal Daltons aren't here all night, though, only for three hours.
No, no, no. Make the most of it, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Remember what you're up to, what you're doing right now.
It's the sun is shining.
Yes,
out there.
I rode in.
Did you?
Yes.
The train?
No.
Oh.
My bicycle.
Right. Yes. I know. When I rocked up, you were sweating a little bit.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Unbelievable.
Very much so. Big thanks to Paul Anthony for the afternoon show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, really. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, really good.
Really. Yep.
Love his work.
It's all going on.
Mm-hmm.
Radiothon next week.
Oh, I know.
We've got a big show today.
That's everybody has to ring up, don't they, and do their memberships
and win a car.
We'll bang on about it for a whole week.
Exactly. But that's right. Next week, not this
week.
Yeah,
not this week.
So we're not going to bang on about it now.
No.
No.
Barely even mention it.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
And it's great to have you company on your Wednesday afternoon, Glenn and Michael, with you.
Yeah, a little bit later, we're going to be having some guests in, aren't we?
Well, we've got quite a smorgasbord of guests. In fact, all female.
All the ladies. All the single... Oh, no, they're not.
No. But we've got Rachel Cook coming in from MCV.
Yeah, because it's big news there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think people already know about
that.
It.
Well, I didn't until you
didn't?
Told me,
I was
no.
Very surprised.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all changing at MCV.
Yep, so she's coming up a bit after 5 o'clock. Also, Michaela Bannis is coming up as well.
We love that lady.
Oh, she's doing a play at the MTC. But, you know, she's done everything from Bogan Pride to... Winners and Losers, Neighbours.
Is it Upper Middle Bogan?
Is that what it's called? Yes. Yeah, Bogan Pride was the other one.
Yeah.
Both great shows.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's versatile.
She is indeed.
Somebody wrote on our Facebook page to ask her to burp.
Well, we're going to have to, aren't we?
I mean, I can't imagine her doing that.
Well, we'll have to see how she goes.
Lovely little thing.
Well, we'll see.
And then we've got another one, haven't we? Another lady.
Gina Reilly.
Yes.
Gina Reilly, comedic legend.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is indeed.
She'll be in as well. Well, she's on the blower, isn't she?
She'll be on the phone. Yeah. Yep. Of course, Open Slather opened last week.
Yes, it did. I watched it.
Yep.
Enjoyed that.
Yep. I love, you know, Gina Liano. She does Gina Liano. We're going to have to ask about that because that just seems perfect.
I mean, yeah, exactly. When you look at, she looks like she's already being done.
Yes.
You know.
I know.
I do wonder. It must be exhausting getting ready and having to put all of that makeup on.
Do you mean
it's
Gina Liano or Gina Reilly?
No, Liano.
Right. Well, I thought you would be fine with that. I mean,
when I do it, it is exhausting.
Yes, yeah. You know? She does it every day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess she doesn't look like that every day.
I don't know. I reckon she probably does.
Very. It wouldn't be that different anyway, would
it? No, exactly.
You know, the do and everything. But, I mean, you know, she looks amazing. She looks immaculate.
Maybe we should start making a bit more of an effort when we come into the Royal Daltons. And,
that's a good thing about radio.
Get made up a little bit.
Well, yes. Because we inevitably have a picture, don't we?
Yeah.
And I always think, oh, God, I'm going to look crap. But I'm riding.
Yeah.
It's the main thing.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Me
yeah,
eating
that's
this
right.
Chocolate.
That's right. And if you ride, the more you ride, you're not going to look crap.
Exactly.
You know, I was going to say the less crap you look.
Well, no, that's exactly right. No. We're off to Europe,
yes,
aren't we?
Exactly. In a few weeks.
I'm not worried about looking good for Melbourne.
No,
just have to look good for Europe.
Who cares about the miserable?
Well, it's winter, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're covered up.
Yeah,
but no,
you can wear a scarf.
I'm going to be tanning on the beach in. 4 weeks.
Wow.
Mm.
And just about when it gets really rubbish over here, isn't it?
That's why it's perfect.
Yeah. Mm. Happy winter, everyone.
Yes. You're with the holidaying Royal Daltons.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, it's good to have you company on your Wednesday afternoon. Now, Michael.
Yes, Glenn.
This woman hardly needs any introduction at all. Of course, she's been part of the Australian comedy landscape for decades.
Many, many years.
But we've never had her on the show. We're very excited.
It's not right, is it? We're putting it right now.
We are indeed. Hello there, Gina Reilly.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. How on earth are you?
I am fabulous.
Oh, good. Now, you're back on our screens with Open Slather.
I am.
Now,
it must be lovely to be back on, is it?
It's great. I tell you, it's so nice. Well, you'd know this, Michael. Mm. We love to pop a wig on.
We do.
Who doesn't, I say?
Now, I was watching, like many, many others, and I've got to be honest, that mouth, that potty mouth.
Oh, well, it's Foxtel.
It is, isn't it? I couldn't count how many times did you use the C word.
Well, if anyone's actually watched The Real Housewives, I think I'd say it less than they say it on that show.
Now, we did wonder that as soon as you saw The Real Housewives, were you just itching at the bit to be able to play Gina Liano?
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to play them all. That's fine.
Oh, my God. Could you do a spin-off?
It's hard to choose. Yes. Wow. I mean, wow.
They are just, they are Open Slather.
They are.
Gosh.
They are.
When you, I guess you're watching anything and everything to work out what characters to do all the time, I would imagine, is it?
Yeah. Yes. No, it's hard work. I have to sit on my ass and watch television.
Well, I mean, everybody loves that, you know, The Real Housewives. But, I mean, it is one of those ones that's cringeworthy as well, isn't it? I mean, and that's what we love, I think.
Well, yeah, I'm just amazed that people sort of put their hand up to do that.
Yeah.
To be followed around by cameras. I mean, what I do is far easier than what they do, I think, really.
Yeah, but I know I wouldn't want that much intrusion, you know.
No.
Without a doubt.
I have to say, I have met a few of them. They seem like very lovely women. So let me just say that.
Yeah, well, on that note then, there's been much of a comment back from Gina?
I believe she quite liked it. I've heard on the grapevine, but I can't say.
Because, you know, you're famous for impersonating everyone from Kerri-Ann Kennelly to Jackie McDonald to Tina Arena. I mean, what is the reaction? You must be kind of used to getting some kind of reaction from these people.
Well, the greatest reaction I got was when I was doing Kerri-Ann on Fast Forward and I went to the Logies and she sort of made the sign of the cross and hissed at me from over the side of the room. But then a few years later, she ran up to me and then we sort of became friends and I did her, when she was doing Midday, I did it with her and blah, blah, blah. And then she ran up to me a few years ago and said, oh, God, have you seen the girl who's doing me? Come back and do me.
That's great. What about Kath and Kim, I guess, doing it for all those years?
Yeah.
It must be lovely to work on other stuff. I mean, do you feel like you miss those other characters at all?
Oh, look, always. You know, I think it's really, Kath and Kim were like my second family, absolutely. We'd go on down to that house down at Fountain Lakes and just, yeah. So sort of finishing up that show, it's a really like, you know, you're going, oh, I'm going to miss that family. But yeah. It's so great to be doing other things. And because Kath and Kim really took up really about 15 years of my life one way or another, which was great, but I'm ready to move on now.
And, I mean, you're obviously working with Jane Turner on this, as well as some other great collaborators many of whom you've worked with in the past.
Absolutely. Oh, it's really fun to sit down and write with other people. Like Magda and I have been doing some writing, and it's really great to work. And the young cast is so fantastic. It's great to work with some new people.
Did it? Who was the one who got on the phone and said, come on, let's get the gang back together then?
It was Rick McKenna, my husband.
Yes.
Very good.
And I was sort of like, oh, I don't know, I'm too old. Popped a wig on then went, oh.
That's it. I'm ready.
That's what we all do.
Well, it's funny when you look around because I was thinking, oh, no, Sketch is a young person's game. No, I looked around and went, oh, no, look, there's Liz Hayes, there's Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
There's Gina Liano. Oh, I can do that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We don't want you to ever give up. Ever.
Now, can you give us a few hints as to who's in the firing line in the coming weeks?
Well, actually, I think I've written a little sketch that has all us older girls in it.
Oh, yes.
Housewives of the World, which is full of very powerful ladies like Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel.
Great. That'd be great.
That's fantastic.
What about the Golden Girls? You lot would be good at doing the Golden Girls.
I think we did the Golden Girls on Fast Forward.
It's time to revisit.
We can go back and do that.
That was a week I didn't watch. I travel, you know. Wow. Well, we are loving it. We love it. It's only been 1 week, but we're already loving it. And we really can't wait to watch the rest.
Great. Thank you so much.
No worries. And thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes, it's all happening Open Slather Sunday, 7:30 on the Comedy Channel. Just comedy royalty at its very best.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, Gina Riley there.
Gorgeous.
Love her.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
You certainly are with the Royal Daltons. Great to have your company, 11 minutes past five. But we've been excited about this next woman coming back to the Royal Daltons.
Yeah, very rarely do we get to look at a lady in a Logie's dress. She's not wearing it now, obviously.
No, but she was just showing us photos.
Yes, because I beg to see it.
Yeah, we of course are talking about Michaela Banners. Welcome back.
Oh my God, I love you guys so much.
Oh. Wow.
You know how to make a girl feel special.
And, you know, we don't often do that, let's
no,
be honest.
Well, yeah, we do with our we love our ladies.
Oh, yeah. No, of course, of course.
We can't help it. Most gay men do, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Kind of. Now, you're doing a play.
I am.
With the Melbourne Theatre Company, no less.
You guys, yes, I'm very excited. It's my debut. I'm a little
bit really with them, is it?
With MTC, oh, yeah. Wow. So I'm totally like, I spent the whole first day just like wandering around like, Wow, at everything, like a kid in a candy store. So I was pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to do this one. And it's a cool play too. Like there's a few plays rehearsing at the same time.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you're in the cool, sexy play. And I'm like, yes.
Now it's called Birdland, but that gives nothing away about the content of it, does it?
There is no bird in this play.
No.
there are no land of birds. It's sort of loosely based on a whole lot of stuff. And one of the things is a song by Patti Smith called Birdland.
Okay.
Which is really kooky, this kooky song.
So it's the rock and roll element of it.
So that's the rock and roll. So it's about a rock star who's at the height of his fame, like world-renowned, sort of known superstar. At the
like
height
John
of his
Stevens
fame.
Or something.
Yeah, had to go there.
Maybe sure. not. Anyway, top of their game.
Yeah, we'll go someone a bit bigger than that. But someone at their height of it, as big as you can get, and he's sort of at the end of his world tour and he's kind of, well, he's not kind of, he's self-imploding and everything's kind of just going a bit pear-shaped. It just looks at what happens when you're that famous, when you have no one telling you no, when you have no limits, when money is not an issue, when you can have anything you want, whenever you want, however you want it. And how that actually can be quite a lonely place to be in. I know that sounds weird, but
no, it doesn't at all. I mean, it's not Justin Bieber, you know, someone like that, you know, is right at the top there.
Can't go to the shops, you know.
And does tough in his life that gets him in trouble. I mean, you know,
all the time and gets judged constantly, but no one's actually sitting him down and going, mate.
Don't do that.
Pull your head in, which I'm sure a lot of these, especially when they're young, they need to be sort of shown or talked to or, you know. And so this is a guy who's in that position where no one's telling him no and everything is limitless. So he can behave.
Do you reckon that would be nice to be
in? Well, it sounds fabulous, doesn't it? It's my idea of
like
a great
that?
Time.
I don't know. I mean, perhaps on one level that sounds great, but it sounds like, you know, on a emotional level it's pretty messed up.
It's pretty taxing.
I mean, anyway.
I think on one level it would be great if no one knew who you were.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's
but
true.
If everyone knows who you are and you can't go to the shop and all that sort of stuff.
I'm wondering if we've kind of, well, for me, if I've left that a little late there to be the young kind of rock star.
Oh, you and me both,
do you think? I think, well, I don't know. You've got more of a chance.
Yeah.
Oh,
Glenn,
I don't know about that. Getting a bit long in the tooth, I am. But,
right,
you know.
Right. Where are you then? And where do you fit into this life?
So we have this amazing actor, Mark Winter, playing the lead, Paul, who's the rock star.
He's very handsome.
Super sexy. Super sexy.
I mean, not that that matters.
But it helps.
It
but
helps.
It's really nice.
It helps to work with and it helps to sit
Definitely.
Back as an audience member and look at someone that's
You'd have
sexy.
Been welcome to bring him in, just by the by.
Next time.
All right.
I'm sure he'd love to come in. He's a beautiful human. Oh. And then Socrates Otto plays his bandmate, also a very sexy, sexy man.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Wentworth, so you might know him from Wentworth. And and then there's four other actors, myself, Peter Sargent, Anna Sampson, and Bert Labonte, who's amazing. And we all play.
Group.
I know, amazing.
Sorry.
Thank you. And we all play multiple characters.
So how many have you got?
I've got four characters.
Wow.
Four different accents.
Okay.
God help
now,
me.
Now, when you audition then, did they get you to do all of those?
She doesn't have to audition these
days. I totally auditioned. I didn't have to do all the accents. I had to do a couple of characters and then we've been working
on
the
accents.
Did
you bring your own then or did they say, this is what it is, have a look at it, learn a little bit.
Yes.
Come back in with that.
That's what they did. They sent me a couple. They sent me the script. I read the script and loved it. They sent me a couple of scenes to learn. I learned, which were two different characters, came in with what I thought might be suitable for these two characters, and then found out that I have to do all these different accents and went,
right.
Oh, no problem. That's great.
Stick around. We might have to put you to the test, I reckon.
No.
I think we will.
You're the Royal Daltons.
The Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, great to have you company on your Wednesday afternoon. It's Glenn and Michael and Michaela Bannis.
Having
live
a good
in the
old
studio.
Goss, wasn't
good
I?
Natter.
Chatting away.
Exactly.
Out of the song. Sorry about that.
No,
now,
not
you are in Birdland. It opens very, very soon, doesn't
I know.
It, Glenn?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, all starts on the 6th of June. So next Saturday for some previews and then officially on the 11th. And people can go to mtc.com.au. But we were saying just before we went to that song that you play four characters.
Four different characters in this play. I've thrown myself in the deep end.
And does that mean you look different in every single one? Is it that involved?
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully look if I've got enough time to get changed. No, I do. I've got time. I'll be looking different for each character. And because it travels around the world, because these guys are world-famous rock stars, it goes from Russia to Berlin to Paris to London. So I'm playing these four characters, four different accents.
So where are they from?
I've got two British, different British accents, an American.
Where are they in England?
I've got a very well-spoken British accent.
Can you give us a bit of that?
Oh, certainly, yes. I absolutely can do that for you if you like. And then I've got a really, quite a tough London accent as well. I've got one of those ones going on.
See, they're great. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I was just transported to England, to the UK then. Like.
You guys are the best.
Gosh.
Such lies.
And what about the other one?
American.
Oh, yeah.
You must have done that loads. Southern American? Or?
No, she's like, you know, an American, right in the middle of America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And
the fourth?
God, I hate you guys. A French accent.
Oh, wow.
I just preface this by saying I've never done a French accent before.
Have you been to France?
No. Yes.
No, all right.
I have. That doesn't count as doing an accent, though.
No.
But I have had some coaching. I seriously hope our voice coach and accent coach is not listening.
Isn't one of these a man?
One of them is a man.
Which one's the man?
Well, I'm just going to keep that.
So give us a bit of the French.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, give us a bit of the French.
Well, it depends what you want me to say. Perhaps I will talk to you like this a little bit if I was French. Perhaps not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I
do.
I mean, I'm not a dialogue coach.
If anyone out there has a French accent, please don't call in and tell me how awful that was.
When I've told Glenn this ages ago, but when you know, growing up and you know, being out in Flinders Street or whatever at school, or on an excursion, or even with my mate Adrian, we would speak in another language. Did you ever do that?
And then try
to convince people that you were, you know, French or something.
We used to have a game with my mates at the. Because I'm a real classy bogan, going through the drive-thru at Macca's. Back in the day when there was three different windows, the actual person was there.
Mm.
And the game was do a different accent at each window.
That's good.
That was ace fun.
Yeah.
So flat-out Indian accent the first one, American at the second one, and then a flat-out Kiwi accent, which was my natural accent anyway, really. But
now you have to do French at everyone.
Maybe I should spend a day in France. Just in my French accent.
Do it.
See if I can get away with it.
See if you can get away
with
it.
See if anyone raises an eyebrow.
Now, someone actually wrote in and said that we couldn't have you on the show. This is Carolyn wrote this in without getting you to do your bogan burp. So,
people ask me to do that all the time.
Do they? Yeah.
Do you know what?
This is, of course, from Upper Middle Bogan.
Yeah.
The TV show, which has been a huge hit.
So much fun. I nearly swore then because I love it so much.
Yeah.
That's how much I love the
show. I think everybody's hoping that it'll come back. But, you know.
Look, it's looking good.
Really?
I'm really, nothing official's come out yet, but it's looking good for a third season. So I'm praying
hope
that it
so,
happens because
so.
I love it. But the burp thing, people ask me to swear at them a lot, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that. I had to swear on a woman's. I made a video for her husband, telling him to f off, and then some.
Had she found him, sleeping with someone
else? No, she was like, "That's going to get me another 20 years of marriage." That video. He just wanted to be abused by Amber Wheeler.
Some
so
people
that
are
was
into
fun.
That. Some
oh, they love it.
That.
Some people are kinky. Yeah. And then the burp thing, people ask me to burp all the time. And was it Calvin that wrote?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Oh, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Carolyn I've got news for you. It's not me burping.
Wow.
I just make the face and sort of make a bit of an average kind of noise, and then they put the burp in.
Oh.
So I kind of just go, and that's just bad. That doesn't even sound like a burp.
I mean, can you imagine that? What do you do for a living? I'm Michaela Bannister's burp double.
Yes.
Like, I mean, how good is that?
Butt double, burp double,
yeah.
Same person.
Do you know who it is that does it?
Do you know what? We've got on the on the DVDs, there's outtakes and stuff, and all the crew, there was a whole series of everyone just sculling Coca-Cola and like bubbly drinks, and then it was a burp off. So
burp.
I think some of my burps belong to Wayne Hope, our creator and director of the show. And some might belong to his wife, Robin, who writes the show. So that, you know, everyone got a burp in.
Good on you.
Except for me, because I can't do it on cue.
Well, there'll be no burping in Birdland, I don't think.
No burping from me anyway.
French one, and it may be. We don't know.
You never know, but it's all happening at the South Bank Theatre. It all kicks off on Saturday the 6th of June. Go to mtc.com.au. Michaela Bannis, God, it's good having you in here.
Yeah. I love you guys. Thanks for having
me. Come back whenever you want.
Oh, okay.
You're done.
The Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
This is Homer Simpson. Homer J. Simpson. Welcome to the Royal Daltons. Hello.
You are on the Royal Daltons. It's Glenn and it's Michael.
Yeah, we were giving away Conchita CD. Congratulations to Jitwiga from Altona North, who has won.
It's an unusual name, isn't it?
It is indeed. I like it as well.
Yeah, well, you've got the album anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, someone who doesn't have an unusual name is our next guest.
No, she's... but we love her, don't we?
In fact, it's a very common name. As are Glenn and Michael. We're, of course, talking about from MCV. Hello, Rachel Cook.
Thank you. That is the most spectacular introduction I have ever had.
What a common name you have.
Well, I mean.
Well, it's the truth.
It is.
Let's not try and pretty it up.
We want to know, I think a lot of people may or may not know, but MCV, what was a weekly, is now going to be a monthly.
It sure is.
Wow, that's big news, really, isn't it?
Look, it is big news. It's great news as far as I'm concerned. For me particularly, it means that I can focus a lot more on the print side of the publication as it was. You know, obviously with online taking up so much of our time these days, I was being spread pretty thin between MCV Online, social media, our girls' site Pony, which is just going through the roof. So doing a weekly was getting a little nuts. I can
imagine.
And I can tell you my fellow colleagues can quite relate to
that. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to in terms of being able to then really harness your energy and putting out, I guess, what's going to be just a cracking monthly publication?
Yeah, cracking is right. Like, what has been absolutely great, which I'm very excited about, is that we've had a complete redesign. There is, I don't think there's any element of the old MCV you'll see in the new MCV. I was lucky enough to work with probably one of Australia's foremost art directors in magazines. And she basically has done a complete overhaul.
Is it Aita Buttrose?
Yes.
Close.
Maggie Tabra.
I wish it had been Maggie Tabra.
I love Maggie Tabra.
Yeah,
I'd love
too.
To see Maggie's take on a queer publication.
She's going
to
be a guest editor. I'm lining it
That's
up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, she's in August. August.
And look, one of the things that happened, just a practical thing, was that she said, basically, look, go into readings, look at the magazines that get picked up. Anything that's bigger than about an A4 gets left aside because people have an aversion to folding or rolling up magazines. And it's true. I mean, I know I do. So she was like, it needs to be something that can fit perfectly flat in a laptop bag. So that was number one. So the size is much smaller. There's new sections. One section that I'm completely excited about is called Queers of Melbourne, which is a take, of course, on Humans of New York, which is ridiculously successful and popular. But what we're doing is taking someone who you might know from the community, or you might not, you know, it could be anyone, and we're actually asking them to write a bit of a personal vignette, really. So it's not going to be necessarily a coming out story or anything to do with their sexuality, but it might be something like they might write...
Of interest.
Yeah, it might be just like for example...
Like a funny observation or something like that.
But really quite personal, like someone in your family who's made a massive impact on you, or a childhood memory, a song that particularly means something to you. So just a little insight into someone that you may have seen around, who may be part of the community in some way, shape or form, but just a way of getting to know them that we don't normally do. And we take a great image of them, and it's a really lovely, fantastic. It's a lovely page actually.
When is this new ish coming out then?
Next Wednesday, June 3.
Wow. Right, the first one.
The last weekly then is now, today, tomorrow, isn't it?
Last week. We actually skipped a week because it was just the amount of work that's gone into this publication is incredible. I'm looking forward to a very, very large vodka and a very long sleep.
Yeah.
next week. Is it then going to be the case that, and MCV do such a great job, and I love reading it every week, but is it then going to mean that what we read is going to be more in-depth, more mm-hmm. detailed? Is that kind of what you're wanting to do?
You'll certainly see more in-depth features, and that's one of the things I'm also happy about, because as a lot of editors will tell you, once you become an editor, you don't really have the time to write anymore, but this means I will actually get time to write features again, which is great. So, yep, there will be more in-depth features, but there'll also be a lot more it'll be a lot more broad in terms of the content as well. So I really can't go into what's too much of what's coming out next week.
No, we'll have to get
it. I was just looking at – we've got the pages up on the wall at the office today, and the breadth of the content is wonderful.
Well, that's what I really like about MCV, is that there's always something for everyone.
And with the new one, even more so.
Mm.
Well, when I get my magazines, I get Q Magazine because we love Brett and I love having a little... I like looking through all of them. We get Star Observer.
Yep.
But the difference is that Melbourne and Q Magazine as well, but Melbourne, it's a Melbourne magazine. MCV is a Melbourne-based one and it's all about the Melbourne stuff.
Well, that's exactly
You know,
right.
I love the others, obviously. You know, they're just being honest, sure. You know. But we live in Melbourne.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it as well.
And that's the difference,
isn't it? And that's going to be our focus even more so. And, you know, I mean, I've never really bought into having any sort of animosity or the competition. I think everyone's got to, you know, there's a place for everyone. But I guess with MCV, our focus is Melbourne, and what you'll see with this issue, it's going to have even more of a Melbourne identity, and that's going to be, much more of our focus as well.
I think January just gone was probably the best magazine.
Why?
So, I don't know. I just really loved them. Just Star Observer and MCV with their covers, I thought, just did the most amazing
job.
That was
with Que Sera on the front,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember. That was a great cover, that one.
One of our most popular two.
Yeah. Oh,
we had to get more
it.
Copies printed, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, isn't that Brett Willis, that's what that is.
No, that's because your garage is full of them.
Even better.
Now, where can people pick it up?
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Actually, we're expanding to well over 200 outlets. Don't make me name them all now.
No, of course not. But all the major outlets around town, including here at Joy.
Absolutely.
What about if anybody else, obviously it's not going to be possible for this one coming up, but if people want to get involved, if they want to contribute in any way, if they want to advertise, where do they go
to? They want to get on the cover.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
If you get to GNN, so our website is gaynewsnetwork.com.au, go there and you'll find a list of contacts. You'll also be able to see the magazine online as of hopefully next should be Thursday.
But
all your contacts you'll find there.
Alrighty.
Well, we can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well done. Well done to you all. It's brilliant.
Rachel Cook, thank you very much for joining us.
The Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
Oh, welcome back. And we have almost reached the end of a concert.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
I never get to say no.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a good one, hasn't it?
Yeah, been good fun. A big thanks to all of you for your SMSs, your emails. Big thanks to our wonderful guests, Michaela Bannis, Gina Riley, Rachel Cook.
All of them are brilliant.
Yep. Thanks to Betty for the photos.
Listen, somebody did send in a message saying, what did I think of Ned? I went out to Bendigo and watched Ned. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, it took me like that long to answer.
Well, that's how good it was.
And I went and watched Exonerated at Chapel of Chapel.
Right.
Very good.
We're going to see Dreamgirls at Chapel of Chapel tomorrow.
Yes.
And maybe we'll put a photo of that on Facebook.
Friday night.
Friday night. Anything goes on Sunday. So keep abreast of our social media because you never know what kind of gems might pop up.
And we go so that you don't have to. No, that's not true. We go so we can recommend it.
Well, exactly. And let you know what we
think. And we always do, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the bad ones.
Yeah.
Bye then.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.